This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian media and government say U.S. reporter Evan Gerskovich of The Wall Street Journal has been detained on suspicion of espionage. Dmitry Peskov, spokesperson for Russian President Vladimir Putin, said, he said it's not about allegations. He said Gerskovich was caught red-handed. The Wall Street Journal said it vehemently denies the allegations. Since Russia invaded Ukraine more than a year ago, the United States has earmarked more than $100 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, one of the largest ever assistance packages approved by the U.S. government. Investigators assured lawmakers Wednesday the money is being strictly monitored. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
A recurring plea from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We're in war and we need money.
$113 billion in American assistance has helped fund the fight against the Russian invasion, a cost many U.S. lawmakers say is worthwhile. But there are questions about whether that funding is being spent properly in the chaos of a war. Three U.S. government investigators overseeing aid told lawmakers Wednesday there are no substantiated instances of fraud to date. But some Republicans expressed concern about U.S. aid paying Ukrainian government salaries and pensions. Investigators say that money is only reimbursed once expenses are approved. Earlier this week, a Senate proposal to unite all Ukraine aid under one investigator failed to pass. A proposal that could be revised when a new round of aid to Ukraine is debated later this year. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. King Charles III called Russia's war in Ukraine a threat to European democratic values Thursday in the first speech by a monarch to the German parliament, but said allies like Britain and Germany can draw courage from their unity. Charles's first state visit since becoming king after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, last year, has been viewed as a bid to build bridges on mainland Europe following Brexit. China has reiterated its stance against Taiwan's leader visiting the U.S. on a stopover to Central America, saying it was closely watching developments. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Mexican Secretary of Security Rosa Isela Velasquez confirmed that eight suspects were identified, including federal officers and private subcontracted security guards. The fire broke out when migrants being detained at the center lit a mattress on fire. The investigation has centered on the fact that guards appeared to make no effort to open cell doors for the detained men before smoke filled the room in a matter of seconds. By the gates at the international bridges to El Paso, hundreds of mostly Venezuelan migrants gathered. Migrant Miquel Mota told the AP he wants to leave Mexico after the fire. Now we're a little afraid that they're going to do the same to us here. This is why we want to achieve the American dream. I'm Karen Chamas.
And that, of course, was Karen talking about the situation with the Mexico migrant deaths, not the situation with China and Taiwan. In a speech to a foreign policy think tank Thursday in Brussels, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she and French President Emmanuel Macron will lead a delegation to China next week because she sees it as vitally important to ensure diplomatic stability and open communication lines with their Chinese counterparts.
I believe it is neither viable nor in Europe's interest to decouple from China. Our relations are not black or white. And our response cannot be either.
Australia's parliament passed breakthrough climate laws targeting the nation's worst polluters Thursday. Here's VOA's Richard Green.
Australia's coal mines and oil refineries will be required to curb carbon emissions by about 5% each year under the new laws. The laws will affect 215 major industrial facilities, each producing more than 100,000 tons of greenhouse gases a year, making Australia among the world's biggest emitters of carbon dioxide. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's Labor government was swept to power last year, promising to change the pro-fossil fuel stance of the previous Conservative government following a series of severe natural disasters. But Australia's mining industry has warned that the financial burden of compliance could lead to massive job losses. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.